Our guest in the cafe this morning, we are very excited to have her back, is Sulphur Springs City Councilwoman Emily Glass. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Emily, of course, was mayor of Sulphur Springs for a while, and since she's moved on from being mayor, we haven't had her back, but we're going to change that.
I'm excited about that.
Good.
I like it.
She's a great spokesperson for Sulphur Springs. You say the council now has, there's been a lot of turnover in the council, four new members?
Yes, there's actually been, this is in my tenure, this is my sixth year of serving on council. I'm currently the mayor pro tem. And I've never seen this kind of turnover in the council, but it's sometimes refreshing to have a new perspective from people from the city and kind of get their input. And so far, everything has been going great. One of the new council members was someone appointed by the council from the former council before the May election. And then three of the new council members came on board during the May election.
Mm-hmm. And just to have set of fresh eyes, new eyes looking at problems, that's a beneficial thing sometimes.
New people willing to help and willing to serve, because this is, of course, and it's a volunteer position. And
understood.
So, you know, sometimes burnout happens or whatever. So it's nice to have a new perspective and have that eagerness to serve.
Absolutely. Well, I saw you all are getting a $750,000 grant from the state.
We are.
For sewage improvements, new sewage line.
Yes. And this is, grants of this type are pretty rare because the state is not often super eager to help improve infrastructure within a city. They kind of consider that part of the city's responsibility. They're eager to bring in new industry, but part of new industry is having infrastructure and sometimes strains on that infrastructure. And so in this case, one of our major manufacturers, Saputo, they're a huge manufacturer within Hopkins County, and so they need this infrastructure in order to create new jobs, in order to expand adequately. And so this is a grant that we're receiving because of essentially Saputo, because of that industry.
And Saputo is a dairy industry.
Yes, yes. So a lot of the creamers that you'll find at Brookshire's Walmart are actually made right there in Sulphur Springs, Texas.
Is that right? And they had, I read, a $50 million expansion.
Yes.
Just lately.
Yes, absolutely. And so with that expansion, of course, comes this infrastructure need. But also with that expansion, with the grant, you know, with any grant, there are stipulations. And so a high percentage, I think 51% of the jobs that are going to be created through this expansion are going to be for low to moderate income individuals and helping kind of gain some opportunities for different people and individuals within the Hopkins County area.
They employ, Saputo now has 375 employees.
Yes.
That's a big outfit.
It is a big outfit.
Yeah.
It is. Mm-hmm. We're very thankful to have them. They do a phenomenal job. Every time you talk to anybody who works at Saputo, it seems to be a fantastic work environment, which is something that just as, you know, a citizen of Sulphur Springs, that always makes you happy to hear, that always makes you very proud of, and to see that they're willing to invest in Sulphur Springs with this expansion also makes me very proud.
They're located on near I-30?
They are.
Uh-huh.
They are.
Yeah, like some of the other industrial outfits over there. All right, we're talking with Sulphur Springs Mayor Pro Tem. Emily Glass, obviously a member of the Sulphur Springs City Council. Some improvements taking place in a couple of parks over there that you're telling me about. And one is at Heritage Park, where they're having an event called Indian Summer Days coming up Saturday, October 6th. But then also at Pacific Park, and both of these over on the east side of town.
Yes.
Yeah.
I am very excited. Parks are something. I have two young kids and a third on the way. And parks are just very important to me. And Heritage Park, I love, because we have been able to keep some of the historical buildings from different areas of Hopkins County, such as the first log cabin school is located there. And so then you're able to pay a very nominal entrance fee, I think $3, and go and tour. But Pacific Park is just simply an open to all park, similar to Buford Park in Sulphur Springs. And it's really needed some updates. But something that we struggle with as a council is how do you, you know, improve roads, improve infrastructure, improve the parks, mm-hmm. while maintaining such a low tax rate. And we've been very fortunate to maintain that low tax rate, but we also have a duty to ensure that we're progressing as a city. And so our city manager, Mark Maxwell, met with a few people that would like to see some improvements, and it's called the East End Allegiance. met with them as well as one city council member just to kind of get their ideas and get their input about what they would like to see there, including some basketball goals, some new restrooms, and even potentially a pavilion, which I think would be fantastic because it's, you know, it's Texas and when we can get outside, we want to be outside.
Right.
Need and some in the park.
Shelter, though.
But yes, yeah. Need a little shade.
Yeah. Yeah. So East End Allegiance or East End Alliance?
I believe it's East End Allegiance.
Okay. That's what you said. And so the city's going to be working with these folks toward making some improvements.
Absolutely. We're going to be working the best we can to see where we can kind of fill the gap, so to speak. And we're very thankful for this group and other groups who are willing to volunteer their time to see what different avenues the city could potentially take. Mm-hmm. But I think that this is going to be particularly great because it's long overdue. So I think it's going to make a very drastic difference at Pacific Park to see some of these updates and improvements.
Okay, and maybe you could look for some grants in the same way that you
always look for grants.
Right, from the state or elsewhere. We're out of time, but going to have you back soon to talk about the Hopkins County Stew Contest, which is coming up toward the end of October. So
I'm looking forward to it. My favorite event.
Saturday, October 27th. We'll talk more about that next time, okay?
Thank you very much for having me.
Emily Glass, Sulphur Springs City Councilwoman and Mayor Pro Tem. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.